Proclamation number 2187 of December 16, 1941. Spiritual death. Lifeless state in the afterlife. This is the state of death, that all activity is impossible and therefore the beingness that has succumbed to death remains in the same state, i.e., cannot change within itself. The state of death, however, is not a state of the unconscious. There is no physical death, but this word can only be applied to the spiritual state. What appears dead on earth is nevertheless alive, for it does not remain the same as it is, but changes and is therefore not completely lifeless. Only that being can be called truly dead whose spiritual state is so low that it is condemned to inactivity, and this state is extremely agonizing because the being knows about itself and its situation and cannot free itself from it. To be spiritually dead is therefore the greatest agony when the being is forced to inactivity, which only recognizes a bearable state inactivity. Throughout eternities the beingness has carried out an activity, although this was only minimal at first, but through its will to serve the beingness freed itself insofar as that it was then allowed to an activity which corresponded to its will. Thus its will was certainly bound throughout eternities, but the being itself was never prevented from being active, and it was able to redeem itself through the activity as soon as it was willing to carry out this activity in serving love. But now all activity becomes impossible, the being is lifeless in the truest sense of the word and suffers terribly from this state, which it has caused itself. For to be dead does not mean to be extinguished, but even that which is dead remains to its unbearable suffering. The state can only be changed into a state of life by God Himself, for the full of light has no power over the dead, because every ray of light which the beings of light pass on is life awakening and they would also bestow their love on what is dead in itself, thus they would give it life again. But this does not correspond to God's will because the dead can only awaken to life when it is willing to love itself. The inactive state is agonizing and this agony must force the being to make a decision. For or against God. Until this decision is made by the being, no love can be given to it, thus no strength for activity can be imparted. A lifeless being, however, is doomed to spiritual death because it still completely resists God and has not used its earthly life to give up this resistance. The last possibility is now the state of complete lifelessness in the beyond with the awareness of its existence. No concession is granted to the being and it has to demand liberation from its lifeless state itself, which often takes eternities before the being has come to this decision. Only then are isolated rays of light sent to the being, i.e., God Himself gives His permission for the light being's redeeming activity on the lifeless. Amen.